Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, there might be some developments going on there, folks, as the House of Representatives now is going to probe whether or not Joe Biden might have had some kind of encouragement in that, perhaps. They call it conspiracy to obstruct Congress. So they're going to be looking at that very closely. We're going to tell you about it here on the program this morning, folks. And, of course, among many other things, welcome to the Thursday edition of the show. Kyle Warren with you. We are live. We are happy to be here, and we're glad that you are there. Don't forget, the telephone number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. If you'd like to head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, you can send me a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you are off and running from there. Okay, so once again, folks, we do have an awful lot to talk about. We also want to welcome everyone listening on AM 860, The Answer, Tampa, Florida, of course, also on AM 930, and of course, across the GCN network. GCN, of course, distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates, and we want to say good morning to everybody at GCN as well, working very, very hard for the show, and we appreciate it so very, very much. And once again, folks, it's Thursday. We're heading to the new year, by the way. Yesterday on the program, I had some thoughts about what 2024 might bring, what it's going to be about. And as we go through the next couple of days here on the program, we'll talk about that a little bit here and there. We'll also look back a little bit here and there. But, of course, always, 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 we are looking forward, and we are looking for that bright future, which, of course, I think is going to transpire. Now, in terms of where the future goes for Joe Biden here and Hunter Biden, you know, because the whole Hunter Biden thing, right, has been, you know, criticized by the left. It's been criticized by many on different networks and so forth. And, oh, they're picking on Hunter Biden. They're picking on him. Well, of course, Hunter Biden has a lot of information that the House committee wants to talk to him about and so forth. But this whole thing now can reflect back on Joe Biden. Now, I will say this. The whole issue of the impeachment inquiry, of which crossed that threshold, I agree completely with Jonathan Turley, who said this just a little while back, right? The threshold has been met for that inquiry to move forward. And, of course, it's the House is doing the right thing to continue it. But what they are looking at is not necessarily an act that perpetrated or precipitated, rather, the inquiry itself. So it does put it a little bit in a class by itself. It's not completely undoable, but it is unique. And this has been one of the arguments against the impeachment inquiry. Although, as I said, it did pass muster for that threshold. So it's proper for them to move forward. But this particular thing here, this from Newsmax, the House impeachment inquiry is now investigating whether President Joe Biden engaged in, quote, a conspiracy to obstruct, unquote, sending a letter to White House counsel seeking documents on Biden's coordination with son Hunter's defying a congressional subpoena. In light of an official statement from the White House that President Biden was aware in advance that his son, Hunter Biden, would knowingly defy two congressional subpoenas, we are compelled to examine as part of our impeachment inquiry whether the president engaged in a conspiracy to obstruct a proceeding of Congress, the letter to the White House counsel Edward Siskel read. House Oversight and Accountability Chair James Comer, Republican out of Kentucky, of course, and House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan, Republican out of Ohio, sent the letter to investigate whether President Biden sought to influence or obstruct the committee's proceedings by preventing, discouraging, or dissuading his son, Hunter Biden, from complying with the subpoenas for a deposition as part of the House impeachment inquiry. The letter seeks all documents, communications sent or received regarding knowledge of Hunter Biden's compliance with the subpoena and his planned news conference to announce his defiance of it. So this is where it really starts to get interesting, folks. You know, you or I, if we got a congressional subpoena, for goodness sakes, we would have to comply with that subpoena. You know, some people have gone in or they've taken the Fifth Amendment or whatever, but you show up and you certainly don't have a news conference outside the Capitol and saying, I want to have an open door meeting and this kind of thing. Well, then what's the difference, by the way? Obviously, in the closed door meeting, they can get right to the questions. There's not a public presence, so the grandstanding has to necessarily be at a minimum for that, and it's the best way to move forward prior to having an open session, which they would have an open session as well, as far as I understand. So Hunter Biden doing all this now may have inadvertently put his father at risk as an act by a president to say to somebody, well, don't go in and don't answer the questions from a lawful, legitimate congressional subpoena. The letter again goes on December 13th, Mr. Biden did not appear for the deposition as required by the committee's subpoenas, the letter says. Instead, Mr. Biden appeared on the grounds of the U.S. Capitol with his attorney and representative Eric Swalwell. He's back again in all this, as we know, folks. Mr. Biden gave a lengthy public statement to an assembly of reporters in which he made several statements that are relevant to the House's impeachment inquiry, including representations about his business activities, assertions about President Biden's awareness and financial involvement in these activities, and attacks on the committee's inquiry. So, folks, yeah, it's not looking good. At the very least, again, this warrants more investigation. So I don't know. They may have done it this time. We will see. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Coming right back.
Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not turn.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I really liked all of the Christmas bumpers that we had as we led up to Christmas time. But I got to tell you, I love these two. A little bit of Motown there for us this morning. And welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you as we race through and rocket through the Thursday edition of the show. And once again, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. Thank you so much to Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. He says, good morning, Mr. Kyle. Raining in 52 degrees, ready to rock and roll. And, Richard, I also want to say thank you so much for your kind words that you also included there. It is very, very meaningful to me and absolutely makes my day. Really appreciate it. And, folks, again, if you'd like to send a direct message, simply head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. Click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and we're off and running from there. Well, speaking of being off and running, I'm just going to cover this briefly here, but earlier yesterday, see, it's kind of still today for me, but yesterday for you, it depends on what, sort of time warp you're in at this point, right? Something about Einstein going on there, but this from KABC Los Angeles, it's the local ABC affiliate. Dozens of pro-Palestinian supporters were arrested Wednesday morning after staging a protest near the Los Angeles International Airport. The group of about 40 people gathered at Century Boulevard near the entrance to LAX around 9 a.m. The Los Angeles Police Department captain told Eyewitness News the protests shut down the street for about 30 minutes, but other entrances to the airport remained open. The group was not on airport property. The captain told ABC 7 the protesters were throwing things at police officers. According to an LAPD post published on X, formerly known as Twitter, the protesters used construction debris, road signs, tree branches, and blocks of concrete to obstruct Century Boulevard while attacking uninvolved passersby in their vehicles. Now, when I saw this, first of all, it's an outrage. Second of all, I'm thinking, hey, wait a minute. I drive up Century Boulevard from time to time to go through that entrance to LAX. You know, the arriving, departing flights entrance, basically. And they have the letters. You might have seen them in movies or on television or this kind of thing. But they have these giant letters that say LAX when you finally kind of make it up Century Boulevard, right? You get off the 405 freeway where the planes come right over. And then you get on Century Boulevard and you sort of head up to the airport. That's usually the main way that I go. There's another way that you can kind of loop around on another freeway. But certainly it's one thing to do your protest and shut things down. It's another thing altogether to start attacking passersby in their vehicles. And the piece de resistance here, right? The big thing is throwing things at police officers. That's assaulting a police officer. And so, obviously, they definitely are going to start arresting people. The LAPD's objective is to ensure public safety for all while facilitating the First Amendment rights of those peacefully demonstrating. However, this was not a peaceful demonstration, read another ex-post. The LAPD also said two officers were assaulted by protesters, but the officers weren't seriously injured. At some point, the group apparently tried to go inside the nearby Sheraton Hotel. Yeah, drive by it all the time. But police stopped them, the captain said. The police captain. The about 36 protesters were arrested and booked for rioting, and at least one was arrested for battery on a police officer. All right? This was, again, this kind of thing is spilling over. Now, I include this, you know, a little bit of humor there because I personally take this route from time to time when I go to the airport to pick somebody up, right, or to drop them off, and or to go there myself to go somewhere. But this kind of thing, I fear, is going to become much more the norm. This is not going to be funny anymore, is it? Because we're talking these kinds of disruptions where people are actually attacked, police officers are attacked. It is not a peaceful protest by any stretch, but also other events that can occur. Other significant events or gatherings of people are now fair game for these protesters. And these protesters believe that by doing this, they are going to get you to think about this whole thing in a different way. You know, it's like, are you just going to sort of, you know, turn away from this protest and say, you know, I got to reevaluate everything about how I feel about this or what I think about this whole situation about Hamas. And I don't think that that's going to happen anytime soon. But obviously, these kinds of protests are going to multiply, and that is a very definite problem. There's no doubt about that. And again, some of these people in New York City, by the way, as well, and L.A., they force some travelers to have to walk into the terminals. I've actually seen people do that, walk in. They get out of the car because you're stuck by the time you start getting the horseshoe at LAX. And then I've actually seen people get out of their car and they start walking, and they got their suitcase sort of rolling behind them. Because they just can't sit there anymore. So every time I ever have to go to LAX, you just have to build it in. You build in a lot of time, just as you would for any busy major airport. But the LAX horseshoe is at just about any time of day or night. You could get there at 2 o'clock in the morning, and it's a lot of people there. You can get there at 10 o'clock in the morning, and it's a lot of people there. You can get there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a lot of people there. It's always the same. It's always the same. Nevertheless, a lot of people, of course, can be disrupted by this, which is their point, I guess. But at any rate, folks, all kidding aside, these kinds of things are going to continue to be more and more prevalent because they believe that they are getting something out of this. They're not going to, but hopefully it will subside at some point. But again, it's because of bad information. It's because of bad narratives that take hold, and we don't have the true side of the story really coming out as loud as the other. So that's why, and that's one of the reasons why we mentioned these kinds of things here on the program, because it's important to point these things out. And again, to show that this narrative that's out there that is causing people to be crazy and to say the most horrific things about Jewish people, for example, and Israel in general, is just mind-boggling. It's so hard to believe. You know, from everything that we know about history, everything that we know about what we've seen happen over the last 70-odd years here, where Israel has been, the modern state of Israel has been in existence, it's just unbelievable to me that people would take such a stance and almost essentially encourage things like Hamas or groups like Hamas. Terrible. All right. The Michigan State Supreme Court on Wednesday rejected an effort to remove former President Donald Trump from the state's primary ballot in 2024. Very interesting. The court's order blocks efforts to remove Trump from the 2024 ballot under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, which states that, quote, no one who has engaged in insurrection or rebellion after having sworn an oath to support and defend the Constitution can hold office. In a brief order issued Wednesday, the court said it decided to hear a case arguing that Trump should be left off the state's ballot because it is, quote, not persuaded that the questions presented should be reviewed by this court. The order comes after the Michigan Court of Appeals this month similarly rejected challenges to Trump's spot on the state's primary ballot, a 3-0 opinion that cited Michigan law, the appellate court said, quote, who to place on the primary ballot is determined by the political parties and the individual candidates. Courts in Arizona and Minnesota, of course, have also ruled against similar efforts to get Trump kicked off the ballot. The Minnesota Supreme Court last month dismissed a petition by a group of voters to ban Trump from the 2024 GOP primary and general election ballot, saying Minnesota law did not bar major parties from putting even ineligible candidates on the primary ballot. But this also is, you know, similarly to these protesters. Right. This is something that people think, well, this is just going to catch fire. You know, and all Trump's just going to get, you know, knocked off the ballot in all these places and ha, ha, ha. And people won't be able to vote for him because why? Because we know better. We know better how to give you the opportunity to vote for people of our choosing. Right. They don't pass muster with us. And we'll, and no pun intended, they'll trump up some kind of thing. And as far as I know, there's been nothing adjudicated that pertains to the 14th Amendment, Section 3. This is all just based on opinion and wishing. Oh, I wish Trump was an insurrectionist so we could keep him off the ballot and this kind of stuff. Folks, it's just getting weirder and weirder, isn't it? But we're coming right back. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Tsunami alerts have been reduced in areas of Japan that were heavily affected by a significant 7.5 magnitude earthquake and subsequent powerful aftershocks. 4 deaths have been reported. The conflict between Israel and Hamas persists in the Gaza Strip. An Israeli forces spokesperson has indicated that military offensive in Gaza might extend through 2024 as their forces prepare for an extended period of combat. Tensions in the Middle East escalated over the weekend when U.S. helicopters engaged in gunfire with Iran-backed Houthi rebels in the Red Sea. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu remains firm in rejecting any calls for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Box office numbers are out for New Year's weekend, and the two movies from last week have traded places. Wonka came in first, taking in $24 million. Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom came in second with $19.5 million. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We are having fun. We're not hurting anyone. I couldn't resist, folks. Welcome back to the program. It is the Thursday edition. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And we are having a great time here on this Thursday edition. And, you know, definitely want to let you know that we have a little bit of a program note here. We're going to be out of the studio on the Saturday morning show. That is what we call the weekend show around here. And so we're going to be out of the studio as we get ready to celebrate the New Year's holiday. And so that we're going to be having a best of show that day, basically the Friday / weekend edition. And then we're also going to be out of the studio Monday. That's New Year's Day. And then also out on January the 2nd. But we're coming back live on January the 3rd. That's January the 3rd. Just, you know, same pattern as we had for the Christmas holiday. This gives everybody a chance to have a little bit of time off with their families, and especially if they might be traveling or this kind of thing. So it does allow for that. And but we're going to have some best of programs for you during that period of time. We sure hope that you have some great plans. And we hope that you have a very safe and happy New Year. For sure. to have a very, very safe and happy new year. By the way, I appreciate some of the messages here. It looks like there might be an issue with the stream at WGUL. It's AM 860. So we're going to send that over to the engineers and let them begin to figure that out. Do appreciate it. Thank you so much, listeners, to let us know when there might be a technical issue. We sure do appreciate it, and we're going to see about that as quickly as possible. So once again, thank you so much. Again, really appreciate the listeners here on this program. Well, folks, once again, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call, 949-822-7959. And, of course, go head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send a direct message, just simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. And, again, you know, we're heading into 2024. We don't know exactly what's going to happen with the economy. I mean, we have a pretty good idea in the sense of, you know, where inflation is heading. We know if we get some rate cuts, that's going to help spur something. But here's the thing, though. We may see some improvements, and I hope that we do, because at the end of the day, I'm concerned about you, right? And I think we're all concerned about one another. We're concerned about how much we're paying, not just at the pump, but at the grocery store, how much we're paying in interest and these kinds of things. But here's kind of what I think, is likely to be the scenario. Barring some other big thing, like some big, as they call it, black swan event, barring anything like that, we may see some improvements, only because if the Fed does actually cut rates, well, that is going to spur things like home buying and home selling and, equity loans and refinances, basically. You know, it's going to spur that kind of stuff, and that's going to be good. But it's not going to be the kind of thing that you're going to want to write home about. It's not going to, in other words, things are going to get a little bit better, but they still have a long way to go to actually get kind of where they used to be, you know, just conceptually speaking. It's kind of like when gasoline goes up and it's $5.35 a gallon and it drops to $5.25 a gallon, and everybody just sings, hallelujah, gasoline is now $5.25 a gallon. But before it actually went up to that, it was consistently, let's say, at $4 a gallon. I'm just making up these numbers just to prove the point. So gasoline is still astronomically expensive, but it did come down a little bit. So the headline reads, gasoline starts coming down. Gasoline on a downward trajectory, and people are feeling better because now, you know, they used to be paying $4, then they were paying $5.35, now they're paying $5.25. Oh, it's so wonderful, right? And the Biden administration will run out and try to tout stuff like that. And even so, just as we headed to the end of the program yesterday, it was really funny because we saw this one article about Joe Biden getting mad at the reporters and basically telling them, you're not reporting the economy the right way, which goes exactly to my contention that I've made several times, and that is, when you have to explain it all, you're losing. When you have to explain why the economy is great, you're losing the John and Jane Q. public out there. Because John and Jane Q. public, you know, can intuitively understand and see with their own eyes the actual things that are happening in the economy and how it affects them, how it affects their friends, people they talk to on a regular basis. So if you need to have, you know, some kind of learned economist, and I'm just using that as a, just to be facetious a little bit, if you have to have some kind of learned economist, you know, stand in front of the grocery store and explain to them that, no, you don't get it, okay? The economy is actually really good. I know it costs like $100 to fill that bag of groceries, and again, I'm just sort of making this up for comparison's sake, just to illustrate my point. You know, I know that bag of groceries now costs $100, and not all that long ago it cost $70 or, you know, this kind of thing. But feel good about it. Feel good about it. And it's really almost comical. Because can you imagine if a Republican president or a Republican governor or anybody for that matter would stand up and say, you know what, one of the problems is here. And I mean, given the idea that the situation really would be bad, one of the problems here is that the press isn't just talking it all up. Isn't it making itself, you know, sort of useful for my administration? And they would be, of course, vilified and laughed at, and all kinds of things would happen as a result of that. So we do see, of course, that in 2024, you know, there could be some of these positive outlooks, but it's not going to be anywhere close, I fear, to where we were before. That means that people still get to ask themselves this question. They get to ask the question, am I better off than I was 4 years ago? And I still think the Democrat Party elite are terrified of that question. They don't know what to make of that question. They want to bring up anything else other than to ask that question. You know, it's kind of like, you know, we'd like to ask President Biden if he feels that people are better off now than they were 4 years ago. And, you know, somebody's like, look, I think it's an alien, or, you know, this kind of thing, anything at all to distract you from meditating on that question. So I think it's going to be a very, very interesting, shall we, to say the least, year that we are getting ready to go into. And of course, whatever it is that you know, you're looking for in 2024, we certainly hope that you're able to achieve, that you're able to find your little niche of the American dream. And sometimes it starts with a New Year's resolution. You just never know. This from Breitbart: according to a report, despite billions in government investments, electric vehicles piling up on dealer lots. Electric vehicles, or EVs, are piling up on dealer lots as American consumers continue buying traditional gas-powered cars at faster rates, the Wall Street Journal reports. According to the journal, despite major investments from the federal government and automakers into EVs, Americans are not warming to President Joe Biden's green energy agenda the way the administration and the industry had predicted, the journal reports. As a result, electric cars and trucks are piling up on dealer lots, causing auto companies to reassess their investment plans. It takes a dealership around 3 weeks longer to sell an EV than a gasoline vehicle. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? In and of itself, according to data from car shopping website Edmunds. A year ago, battery-powered models were selling faster than their gasoline counterparts. Aside from a lack of electric charging stations and consumer nervousness over reliability, the cost of EVs remains a prime reason why Americans are choosing gas-powered instead. Figures published in the journal show that the average EV cost buyers nearly $52,000 last month, while the average gas-powered car cost less than $45,000. Industry experts said they do not expect EVs to get any cheaper until 2025. I know that there was a report that there was some super battery that was just recently tested, and it got like 1,000 kilometers, they said, to a charge. But unless that's really, really real, and whether or not that's really, really going to even improve from there, you know, it's still going to take a long time. But also then you got to charge them. You got to have the infrastructure. You got to have all that stuff. And it's not there yet. And consumers aren't stupid. They're not. And they're not going to go out in droves and buy these things. The early adopters already did. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
I love that. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are back here for the segment number 4 here, hour number 1. And we're rolling along. And by the way, I do want to thank Bill in Denver, in the Denver area, for letting us know about what was happening there on the stream. And it looks like our crack team of engineers have actually got that back on track right now. He said it sounded like a clatter from the lifters on a small block Chevy. So, yes, well, and again, thank you so much. That's why we love our listeners here on the program, because they are with us, and they will let us know if there's any kind of technical problem, and once it gets settled, again, we're back in biz, everybody. So, once again, welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and it's time for our first Trucker Traveler Report, and we've got, well, you know, it's Thursday, and it's kind of Wild Card Thursday. This might be something that maybe you haven't heard before, but it's sort of in the same kind of vein as a lot of the things that we play. But this song actually goes back, I think, to about 1984, and it actually talks about a lot of the issues that were going on then, and it kind of sounds like stuff that's going on right now. But it's off an album called Breaking Hearts. It's the first track on the album, back when it mattered what tracks were first on an album. You know how that was. You'd listen through the album, but now, of course, we've got everything shuffled. But this is Elton John, folks. It's Restless. Restless. Yeah, it's an album cut. But it's Wild Card Thursday, folks, and just couldn't resist. Well, I'll tell you, again, this song talks about all the stuff that's going on right now, and it was actually done back about 1984, as I was saying. So the more things change, the more they stay the same. Isn't that right? So great Bernie Taupin lyric there, of course. Very, very incisive, no doubt about it. Well, California is bracing for 30 feet of waves. to hit its coast as a massive storm moves through the area. And, of course, they're warning surfers and beachgoers of deadly rip currents. This is from the Daily Mail. National Weather Service has issued warnings, dangerously high surf and life-threatening currents beginning basically Wednesday night in the San Francisco Bay Area. They also warn of other downpours in the area this week from early Friday until Saturday midday. So we've got that happening, and the West Coast, of course, is also under some warnings as well. Let's take a look here. We do have some high wind warnings, of course. This is going to be in southern Oregon. We saw these 24 hours ago. They dipped down a little bit into northern California. Then when we head on over to, let's see here, up into North Dakota, and up towards the basically the southeast corner of North Dakota, up towards Grand Forks, and then in the northwest corner, basically, of Minnesota. It looks like areas of fog, occasionally reducing visibility to around one-quarter mile, have developed across the Red River Valley and portions of southeastern North Dakota up into northwestern Minnesota. You should be prepared for rapidly deteriorating conditions, basically. Now, in western Pennsylvania, kind of a similar thing. Patchy dense fog will continue through this morning, and visibility will be reduced to a quarter of a mile or less at times. Expect rapid changes in visibility. As we head down towards, into southern Virginia, we've also got light winds, and looks like locally dense fog could also develop in those areas. Visibility is down in some locations to about just a few hundred feet, basically. And it looks like this might dip on down into, let's see here, eastern Tennessee, also over to Knoxville. So be aware of that. Be careful of that. Taking a look at some of the precipitation out there right now, our friends in Seattle, listener Joan, good morning. Up through Everett, Mount Vernon, looks like a little bit south of Tacoma. As you head down Interstate 5 through Longview, down towards our friends in Portland, you've got rain coming across the interstate there. Also, Salem, Oregon, on Interstate 5, you've got rain coming across the Interstate 5 right there as well. Various and sundry showers in parts of Northern California up near Modesto this morning. I've been to Modesto, California. And also in Kansas, we've got some snow on the radar. This is going to be up near McCook and just south of Lexington, basically, and also right just a little northeast of Colby, Kansas. So you want to be aware of that. Also, St. Louis, Missouri, mix of rain and snow. Evansville, Indiana, you've got rain and some moderate rain on the radar map right now. Now, going up to Fort Wayne, Indiana, we've got all kinds of rain that's going to stretch out into the lake here, northwest of South Bend. Then Grand Rapids, a little bit of rain. It's going to also be up near Traverse City this morning. Escanaba up in the UP, you've got rain and snow. Marionette and Green Bay, Wisconsin. And Sheboygan, you've got rain and snow as well. And by the way, up in the UP, I have it on good authority that it hasn't really been snowing a lot. It's been actually a little, kind of unseasonably warm. They did get a little bit of snow. It just wouldn't stick on the ground. So they have not yet had, it would seem, a big, inundation of snow yet this season. Boston, you've got a little bit of rain there. This is going to head on through the rest of western Massachusetts, over into New York State, Albany, over towards Utica as well. So also near Syracuse, you've got heavy to moderate rain. Now also down through New York City, and down through New Jersey as well this hour. More next hour as we take a look at what's happening. But, folks, we're going to traverse on up to the top of the hour. And you're going to hear your top of the hour news, get all updated. And when we come back, we have so much more to tell you about here on this Thursday morning edition. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there because we are coming right back. I promise.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.